NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, fog early, then sunny skies, upper 80s with calm winds. Clear for tonight, around 60. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 50s. Friday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid 80s. And Friday night, mostly clear at 58 degrees. Right now, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New NRCS conservation compliance rule falls short of farmers' needs, according to Farm Bureau. Michael Clements with more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says the highly erodible land and wetland conservation final rule does not remedy unfair enforcement by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Don Parrish, AFBF Senior Regulatory Relations Director, calls the final rule problematic for farmers.
If you combine bringing terms into this regulation that aren't congressionally authorized, like abandonment, changing the rainfall precipitation data that they use to make a determination on when things are prior converted, minimal effect, as well as incorporating into a regulation things that they have been using to bind farmers from guidance and manuals that farmers have never had an opportunity to comment on. All of those add up to this being a really problematic regulation.
Parrish says farmers need clear rules and safeguards to ensure fair treatment of farmers in conservation compliance.
It doesn't necessarily impact all farmers at once, but when it does impact a particular farmer, it has a significant implication for them. And unfortunately, it makes it really difficult for farmers to be able to go through the process, not only understand it, but it makes it very difficult for them to come out on the other side, feeling like they have been heard, feeling like they've gotten justification, and feeling like they've dealt with an agency that should work with them.
Parrish says Farm Bureau will analyze the final rule closely to see what needs to happen next for farmers.
Do these regulations specifically line up with the statute? That's a legal question. We're also going to look at the policy issues going forward. Come next Farm Bill, are there going to be issues associated with conservation compliance front and center? They may be, and we're going to look at that as well. My message to this administration, you missed an opportunity. That is a disappointing outcome, and we expected better.
Michael Clements reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There's more to crop insurance than protecting a crop. At Frontier Farm Credit, we know crop insurance is about protecting livelihoods, legacies, and a way of life. Crop insurance can be complex, but our goal of protecting you is simple. Discover the difference at Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
Learn more about Frontier Farm Credit crop insurance at frontierfarmcredit.com.
Mid-America Network News. A man who provided massages for female athletes at the University of Kansas will face trial on charges of sexually abusing a young girl. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that a Douglas County District Court judge determined yesterday that there is enough evidence to take the case against Sean O'Brien of Lawrence to trial on three felony charges of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. He also faces six misdemeanor charges of sexual battery that were filed after the university conducted an investigation during which athletes reported unwarranted touching during massages. Census data collection will end at the end of this month. Currently, Kansas has a 91.5% total response rate. KSN reports the U.S. Census Bureau said a complete and accurate count is vital. If households are not counted, the state could miss out on its share of hundreds of billions of dollars in federal funding. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8 800-328-8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said a Salina man pled guilty yesterday to distributing child pornography. As part of a plea deal in the case, prosecutors agreed to drop the charges that the defendant threatened the life of the President of the United States. 25-year-old Aaron McDowell pled guilty to one count of distributing child pornography. Investigators discovered the pornography while they were investigating the charges that McDowell posted a threat to kill the president on social media. Two former soccer club executives are hoping to help fund a planned $330 million redevelopment of the closed Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City, Kansas, with sales tax funds. Rob Heineman, Sporting KC's former CEO, and Greg Cotton, its former chief operating officer and chief counsel, have proposed building a multi-sport complex on the site, which was sold in June of last year. Unified Government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City officials say they are in favor of the redevelopment. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln says four sororities and one fraternity are under quarantine because of confirmed COVID-19 cases. The university said the five houses initially each reported four or five cases, which was enough to impose a quarantine. The four sororities are Kappa Alpha Theta, Delta Delta Delta, Alpha Phi, and Kappa Kappa Gamma. The fraternity is Beta Theta Pi. A university spokeswoman says it's unclear if the houses have confirmed more cases since the initial report. The university reported a total of 197 positive cases as of Sunday. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Representative Deb Haaland of New Mexico are set to headline the Nebraska Democratic Party's annual fundraiser this year. The Morrison Exxon event is set for September 27th. The theme is At Home with Nebraska Democrats. Wednesday, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
High school sports is ramping up this week. Marysville Activities Director Doug Miniman talks about some of the changes that had to be done this year.
The guidelines we're doing for anybody that's connected to a varsity game, if it's football, the team members that are not playing will be in a mask until they step on the field. Coaches will be coaching in masks. Chain gangs will be temp checked, wearing masks. Officials will temp check before they leave to work a game to just make sure that we're creating the safest environment that we can for all the participants and everybody involved.
Miniman talked about volleyball and other sports.
The changes in volleyball you'll see is teams aren't switching benches like they have in the past, just so that way we don't have to worry about cleaning them or cross-contamination between teams and things like that. There's some steps there that you'll see also. Tennis and cross-country are a little more space there. Tennis, for the most part, unless they're talking or working as a group, aren't wearing a mask because there's enough space in between. Cross-country, while they're running, they're not wearing masks, but really up until the start, they'll have a mask on, trying to do all we can to provide a safe environment for everybody.
There will also be requirements and regulations for fans.
We do have some guidelines that we're putting in place, and we've worked with the NCKL. They're adopted league-wide. One thing we're going to ask is any activity, any volleyball game that's going on inside, fans will be temp-checked and asked to wear a mask when they're inside. One other step we're doing as far as volleyball, we are going to limit the capacity. We're going to go, each player has the option to purchase 2 tickets, and it will be an online ticket service, but you will have to prepay for your tickets before you come, so that way we know where we're at as far as capacity. Also, the visiting team will have access to buying tickets too, because we have to provide visiting teams an opportunity also. When it comes to football, obviously we have more space. So as far as ticket purchasing, we're looking at 4 tickets per football player that parents could buy online. And then also cheerleaders and band members, their parents would have opportunity to buy. We would also be able to have more students just because of seating. And then eventually, if there's still tickets available, open it up to the public for purchase. Again, they would all have to be online prepaid. Coming to a football game, we are requiring that you wear a mask to get in. Then once you sit down, if you can social distance, you can take that mask off. If you come in the building to go to concession stand or to the restroom, you need to put that mask back on. And at the end of the night, nobody is allowed down onto the field or on the court. It's supposed to limit the contact between the players and the fans and things like that. So following any game, any match, anything, fans are asked to directly leave. We also encourage, you know, if you're not feeling well, then don't be afraid to stay home.
Miniman talked about the plans for other activities.
Right now, when it comes to activities such as a play or a band concert, vocal concert, we would follow the same guidelines there as far as seating. We are looking at ways to live stream those events too. Sometimes when it comes to music and different things, you run into copyright laws, so that makes that another challenge. We're looking at live streaming things. We want to give the kids every opportunity to perform or participate that we can in the safest environment. And so we will do everything we can to allow those kids to do.
Concessions will be different at games as well.
Everything's got to be prepackaged, and so for a hot dog would be very difficult. Pop and then candy will be available on varsity game night. Possibly on single nights, maybe not. A high school football game will have that for sure, but like if it's a sub-varsity single game night, we may not have any concession at all. And we'll make sure we put that out so people in that situation can plan accordingly.
Marysville Activities Director Doug Miniman also wanted to remind people that game times and even game locations could change quickly and often. He stressed to watch for updates on their web and Facebook pages. You also hear game change announcements right here on KNDY.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Richard L. Rich Shoddy, age 77, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rich Shoddy.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this frontal boundary that's been across the east central parts of the Midwest into the southern parts of the United States is continuing to push off towards the east. Otherwise, it looks like we'll see dry weather across the central, east central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. We do have a dry cold front that's going to push through as we head into tonight, bringing a little bit cooler temperatures for the end of the week. But it looks like dry weather all the way through the end of the week, like I said, and into the start of the weekend. So across the area, patchy fog early, otherwise sunny skies, upper 80s with calm winds. Clear for tonight, 60. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, cooler, lower 80s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear at 52. As we head into Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2000. The average low, 63. Record low, 54, set in 1994. Sunset this evening, 7:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:56.
Is there still time for green tomatoes to ripen on the vine? In cooler climes, you might want to consider your options. We will discuss a few of those on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for September 2nd, the 246th day of the year. On this day at the 1901 Minnesota State Fair, Theodore Roosevelt coined the phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." Once daytime temperatures remain consistently below 60 degrees, tomatoes will have a hard time ripening. Here's a strategy for making the most of remaining green fruit. First, to direct the plant's energy towards ripening, pull off newly formed stems and flowers. A feeding of compost or fish emulsion will provide an energy boost. Nearly mature fruit, of course, can be ripened indoors. To speed the process, place them in a paper bag with an apple. As a last resort, there's always one of our favorite late summer treats, fried green tomatoes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Support your community with the Pony Express Match Day this Friday in Marysville. Your contribution toward worthwhile organizations and causes make a difference today and for the future. Learn more at ponyupmarysville.com. A reminder from these proud community supporters, including Tension Envelope Corporation, Galloway, Wiggers & Brenninger Law, Dave's Body Shop and R&K Service, Kiefer & Associates, and Bruce's Body Shop.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Zach Plesac returned to the Indians with six solid innings after being punished for breaking coronavirus protocols. And Cleveland beat the Kansas City Royals 10-1 last night. The right-handed Plesac allowed a run and four hits, striking out six and walking none. Plesac hadn't pitched since August 8th after being caught breaking curfew with rotation mate Mike Clevinger. Plesac and Clevinger were placed on the restricted list and later demoted to the alternate site as punishment. Up next for the Royals, they'll have Game 3 of the three-game series with the Indians this evening at 7:05. Tomorrow, it's the Royals and the Chicago White Sox. After getting his Super Bowl ring, it appears Patrick Mahomes decided to give a ring to longtime girlfriend Brittany Matthews also. Based on social media posts, the Kansas City Chiefs star quarterback proposed last night. Mahomes shared a photo of the massive engagement ring on social media and tagged Matthews. Mid-America Network Sports.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways. And proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Iowa State University this week announced it will allow 25,000 people to attend the opening game of its football season next weekend, despite rising coronavirus infections on campus and in the state. KCCI-TV's Laura Terrell.
I probably would opt out. I don't think I'd feel that safe.
25,000 fans will be allowed inside Jack Trice Stadium at the Cyclones' first football game on September 12th. Director of Athletics Jamie Pollard.
We still feel that we can move forward.
Dr. John Passion, the chairman of the Story County Board of Health, said he is sorely disappointed that in the midst of rising cases, he finds the decision a danger to the community at large. Last week, ISU did target testing on more than 1,700 students and staff, and the positivity rate jumped to 28%.
Meanwhile, yesterday, the University of Kansas announced it will not allow fans in the stands. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Sabetha wins the Marysville Invitational Volleyball Tournament Saturday with Nemahal Central runner-up as the Lady Jays take the Thunder 23-25, 25-22, 26-24. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs take the consolation over Marysville 25-22, 25-22. Sabetha and Nemahal Central go undefeated in pool play, Valley Heights 2-1. Marysville and Washington County were each 1-2 in pool play, with Riley County, Chapman, and Concordia rounding out the field.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
We'll preview the high school football season with the Coach's Corner beginning this week on KNDY following evening sports at around 5:30. Diller O'Dell and Southern spotlighted Monday, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday with Valley Heights and Frankfort Thursday, Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:30 each evening. And our high school football kickoff Friday, Valley Heights at Marysville. Simulcast live on KNDY and KNDY FM.
Attract pollinators to your garden with Common Mountain Mint. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its name is a bit misleading, as this plant is native to moist areas, not the mountains. Mountain mint can be found growing in wet meadows, swamps, and along stream banks and ponds. White flowers appear on top of sturdy stems in mid to late summer. You'll see honeybees, various native bees, wasps, beetles, pearl crescent butterflies, and other pollinators visiting the flowers. Hardy in zones 3 to 7, it prefers full to part sun and tolerates a wide range of soil types. The lower leaves will turn yellow and fall off during drought. All parts of the plant give off a minty aroma when crushed. This strong minty fragrance may be the reason leaf-eating insects and deer tend to leave this plant be. Include mountain mint in naturalized areas, meadow gardens, rain gardens, or shoreline plantings. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you sit down and do the math, this little country church has averaged over 500 weddings per year for about 150 years. When that's the case, you know there has to be something pretty special about this church on a rural road in Iowa. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio,
You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In the 1850s, music teacher William Pitts wrote the hymn Little Brown Church in the Vale, a song about a church he envisioned in a beautiful little valley. When he returned to the area several years later, to his surprise, a little brown church had been built there. While the hymn was known locally, it was the Weatherwax Quartet from nearby Charles City that began singing it in the early 1900s.
They sang the song in every state in the Union at that time. And then after that, everybody picked it up, and Andy Griffith and Dolly Parton and, you know, so Statler Brothers, everybody.
Drew McComb is today the pastor of the congregation that meets in this historic little church. The hymn is an important part of each service.
It is the last song every Sunday morning that we sing. And on the third stanza of the song, somebody, usually a guest or maybe celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, gets to ring the church bell on the third stanza. So that's been going on since, I guess, 1860.
Over the years, this church has been a popular place for couples to marry.
We're doing weddings for people whose great-grandfather was married here, great-grandmother or so and so forth. So but probably 75% of all the weddings we do have some kind of connection family-wise. And during the weddings that we do here, the recessional song is always Church in the Wildwood, and the new couple get to ring the bell as part of the tradition.
In fact, weddings occupy plenty of time for this pastor and the church. They have a good idea of how many people have been married in the building since it was established.
Over 76,000 couples. My record so far is 7 couples in one day, but the actual record is 27. I think it was during the war. I don't know how they managed to get 27 weddings in, but that's the record.
And you too can come to visit or even get married at the Little Brown Church in the Vale. Traveling the countryside near Nashua, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.
Most of us have a few shady places in the yard where the grass refuses to grow. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It may be possible to give those areas a fighting chance as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Got a few spots in my yard where turf grass has a hard time growing. Most of them are under mature trees that have a thick canopy, which reduces sunlight penetration to the ground. Most turf grasses need at least 4 hours of direct sun to survive. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the species of turf grass in your yard makes a difference because each one has a different tolerance for sun and for shade. If you absolutely must have grass around the tree or in a shady bare spot next to the house, power rake the area and work in a grass species that is more tolerant of shade.
If it's dry shade, the fine fescues tend to work a little better. If it's moist shade, then rough bluegrass tends to work a little better. The good news is turf-type tall fescues work well in either dry or moist shade, so we generally tend to push people a little bit more in that direction.
If you want the bare ground covered with green, but it doesn't have to be grass, Fesch recommends shade-tolerant ground covers such as barrenwort, Bishop's gotweed, or English ivy.
These are best planted around a tree with a method called shoehorning.
And what you do is you identify the areas of the tree, kind of radiating roots that go out in all directions like spokes of a bicycle wheel, and you're putting in established plants, small little bedding plants, in between those roots. And what will happen over time is they will fill in and sort of migrate towards each other, and the leaves will touch each other and form a solid mass.
Also consider bagging the clippings under trees and remove fallen leaves and sticks. Without their smothering influence, new plants have a better chance of growing and filling in. Find more tips for growing grass in the shade at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go on till the Lord comes to call me away, where the morn is bright and the Lamb is the light. And the night is as fair as the day. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley. Oh Lord, I pray.
Read some very inspiring words. Living with intention is about saying no to things that aren't important so you can say yes to what matters most. Hi, I'm Callie Bruce with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Here's another way to say it. When you follow your passions and listen to God's guidance, it is so much easier to make decisions, like decisions about your finances. So when it comes to money, what can you say no to? Maybe it's buying stuff you don't really need, or saying no to not saving enough for the future. If you change just a few of your money habits, you'll have more for the things that matter most, like providing for your family, giving to causes that you care about, and living the life you were meant to live. You know, it really boils down to making the most of everything God has given you. So start saying no to the things that don't matter so you can say yes to more of what really matters to you. When you have more financial clarity, it will help you live a life filled with meaning and gratitude.
Another finalist profile in Syngenta's Rooted in Ag contest today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food,
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Yesterday, I introduced you to one of the three finalists in Syngenta's Rooted in Agriculture contest. Among the contestants who submitted stories about their mentors is DeLeon Pope, a certified crop advisor from Clinton, North Carolina. Pope wrote about his farmer father.
He instilled values in me, taught me that with a little hard work and perseverance, you can achieve anything that you want to. You just have to be persistent and you have to give it your all. He gave me opportunities to experience and learn different things on the farm and taught me to be independent. That led me to where I am today, and I think it basically gave me the framework and the value system that I needed to be successful.
His father never had the chance to see the crop consulting business Pope started 10 years ago.
I feel like that he is looking down on me, and I'm proud of what I've been able to accomplish, but I do know that I would not have been able to accomplish it if he had not started me off and raised me in a way that led me to have the value system, the ethical fortitude, and the perseverance to be a professional in the ag industry.
To find out how you can vote for your favorite finalist in Syngenta's Rooted in Ag contest, visit NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Today we are having a conversation with Mary Feldhausen from Frontier Farm Credit. Mary, as we know, farming and ranching has always had its share of challenges, and today's environment isn't really any different.
That's right. The ag industry always presents a number of opportunities and challenges each year. Weather, pests, market, trade, and macroeconomic factors have a tremendous effect. Some of these challenges are things producers can control and some aren't. A key to being successful is to identify which ones are within our control and take action to manage or mitigate that risk.
So what are some of the things producers can do today to navigate these challenges?
The first thing we recommend is that a producer have a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to manage most types of risk if we don't know where the starting line is. If we are looking to manage revenue risk, we have to know what the minimum revenue floor is to stay in business. One of our business principles is to avoid locking in a loss. It's hard to recognize loss and leverage opportunities without a good understanding of what it will take to be profitable.
So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of their cost of production?
First, understand that it's easier than you think. There are a number of aids available to help someone walk through the thought process. We have some very helpful tools that we share with our customers to help them understand their cost. Most producers today think that their cost of production in terms of variable costs per bushel or per head. Those would include things like seed, chemical, fertilizer, fuel, labor, cost of livestock purchased, and rent. But we need to also consider that a large portion of cost can be made up of fixed cost, including family living and debt payments. The cost of production can be very different from one operation to the next, just based on their fixed costs. For example, some producers need to cover all living expenses with farm income, while some might have off-the-farm income to supplement. Also, some producers have many payments for equipment and real estate, while others have less debt service requirements. Each operation is unique. So, while cost averages that are publicly available are a great place to start, we recommend digging into your operations costs specifically.
So, if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production, what can they do next?
That is when they can really lean into their marketing plan and take action to take less risk and make more money. There are a number of crop insurance tools available to help. If you haven't looked into what's available for a few years, you will be surprised how the products available have evolved. We now have third generation crop insurance policies that protect against not only yield and revenue loss, but also against unexpected increases in cost. And what matters most to your bottom line is profit margin. We also have products that insure against drought for hay and forage, and other supplemental products that can stack on top of your multi-peril policy to establish the highest net minimum revenue floor. It has really gotten to the point that crop insurance is not a one-size-fits-all tool. Our full-time crop insurance agents really focus on listening to our customers' goals and then suggesting the right mix of products to achieve their goals. A marketing plan coupled with a strong risk management plan allows a producer to confidently make marketing decisions, oftentimes well before the crop is even planted.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
Well, as I said, the crop insurance industry has evolved a lot in recent years. Our full-time crop insurance agents are focused year-round on understanding this dynamic industry and how we can provide value to our customers all year long. As a farmer-rancher-owned cooperative, we are dedicating to serving the agricultural and rural communities. We understand the dynamic impact that crop insurance has on our customers' ability to take less risk and make more money, and being able to achieve their goals and dreams for their business and their family. We understand that each operation is different, so we focus on understanding your goals and helping design a plan that is right for you. I recommend that folks interested in learning more about how Frontier Farm Credit can help you do this, please reach out to your local office or visit our website at frontierfarmcredit.com.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Wednesday to you. Well, the USDA is currently collecting all the data for the September crop report. As some of that information is coming in, the USDA is now surveying farmers and evaluating those fields with the collection of that data. And that data will include some of the new looks at prospects for corn and soybeans out of the state of Iowa. Gary Crawford with the USDA has the story.
Expert USDA crop evaluators are this week heading out to take head and pod counts and other tests to determine potential yields of this year's corn and soybean crop. And this job includes Iowa, hit by that windstorm back on the 10th. Lance Honig with the USDA Statistics Service told us those evaluators in Iowa are going to have an especially hard time of it.
In many cases, you're going to see some extreme conditions in some of these fields. It's going to be a little more challenging to get the plots laid out. It's going to actually be a little more challenging just to get to the location than some of these fields where we need to take the counts and measurements. But we've got procedures in place, again, to address a situation like this. But it will be harder work, and it's going to be a lot more challenging to wade through some of these tangled fields of corn stalks.
USDA also this week will be resurveying farmers for their new projections on harvested acres and on yields. And we'll see the results of all this September 11th. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In other news, the University of Missouri has warned many farmers and corn growers in the area that they should scout out for two emerging corn diseases, including bacterial leaf streak, or BLS, and tar spot. The University of Missouri Extension plant pathologist Caitlin Bassinet said these diseases first appeared in Missouri back in 2019. They've caused severe economic losses in the surrounding states when it comes to the disease spreading throughout many cornfields. The state of Nebraska first saw the disease sprout out back in 2014 and 2015. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
This Labor Day weekend, you should rest and relax and head over to Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day Sale. Hard work pays off, and so does buying your next vehicle from Rusty Eck Ford. We've got our biggest savings going on right now on every new Ford in stock. Now through Labor Day, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. That's $11,000 back in your pocket. Plus, we need your trade. Your vehicle will never be worth more. If you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select 10 stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Exhibit 2024 Super Crew XLT 4x4 stock 2TO987. MSRP 54135. Rusty Eck discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credits. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire September 3rd.
Fairbury Livestock Company is family owned and has been in business since 1990 and invites listeners to our cattle sales every Tuesday starting at noon. If you have any questions, please call 402-729-3341. Fairbury Livestock Company, thank you for your business.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, some changes have happened in the recent days on the trade front. Shinzo Abe, the longest-serving Japanese prime minister in history, announced his resignation on Friday, citing health reasons. Under Abe's leadership, the U.S.-Japan trade agreement was negotiated, placing folks like pork producers back on level competition with its highest-value export market. Japan was in the midst of pursuing trade deals with a number of other countries, including the UK. Abe's resignation causing some uncertainty to the Japan-UK negotiations, just as those talks are reaching their final stages. Abe said he will remain in office until a successor is chosen. And last week, European Union Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan resigned over allegations he breached COVID-19 guidelines during a golf dinner in Ireland. European Commission Vice President Vladis Dombrovskis will take over the trade portfolio in the interim. But as EU's main trade point person, Hogan frequently worked with his U.S. counterpart, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, as the U.S. and EU are working towards a free trade agreement. On August 21st, Hogan and Lighthizer announced a limited package of tariff reductions. That's the first in more than two decades. It was aimed to increase market access for millions of dollars in U.S. and EU exports, focused on lobster, some prepared meals, crystal glassware, and propellant powders, among other things. Hogan's departure not expected, though, to affect the U.S.-EU trade relations in the short term. Back in October of 2018, the Trump administration announced its intent to negotiate a free trade agreement with several new markets, including the EU. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again. Orion Samuelson with an interesting story from our number one soybean competitor in the world, Brazil. They did something interesting with their size of the Brazilian soybean crop, and I'll share it with you after this message. But if you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of farmers, innovators, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Flora makes it easy to join the green rush. Anywhere in the country, call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. So call now, 989-303-8178, or you can check out Flora.com. That's Flura.com. Well, many years ago, when I made my first trip to China, I learned quickly and firsthand that you couldn't really believe much of what they told you in production numbers and in sales numbers of agricultural crops, because they were our biggest competitor in the world soybean market. And we were always interested in how much they were producing and who they were selling it to and how much of it was going into the export market to other parts of the world. And I've learned that lesson over and over many times as I've gone to different countries, and particularly Russia and China and Vietnam, because their media was totally controlled by the government, and they pretty much told you whatever they wanted to. That's why I guess I was surprised, but maybe I shouldn't have been, when the Brazilian government last week revised data on the country's seven previous soybean crops, altering the estimated production in the world's largest supplier and exporter of the agricultural commodity. The revision, detailed in a statement from Food Supply and Statistics Agency CONAB, showed an increase of 14.4 million tons in Brazilian soybean output over the past seven years. and most of it in the previous three seasons. Let me give you an example. For the 2019-2020 cycle, which is now drawing to a close, CONAB added 3.57 million tons to the estimated volume of soybeans produced, and they pegged it at 124.4 million tons. The revision came after CONAB found discrepancies in the volumes exported by Brazil, internal consumptions, and production of soybeans in the country. And a spokesman for CONAB said, "Our commitment is to the quality of the information." And so, in seven different soybean crops in Brazil, we add 14.4 million tons of soybeans to the supply. Pretty tough to figure that one out, how you can make that big an error over 7 years in total soybean production. But those are the numbers that CONAB is now putting out for Brazil. And so that means that more soybeans from Brazil moved into the world export market than they told us. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Flora.com, Nexstar Media Group.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
For a wastewater lagoon to do its job, there shouldn't be any vegetation growing in it. Cattails are trouble, so here's how to get rid of them on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Cattails and other vegetation to grow in your sewage lagoon. They can damage the bottom and sides, allowing wastewater to leak through. Vegetation blocks airflow and sunlight at the surface of the water, which are needed for beneficial aerobic and anaerobic bacteria processes. And weeds also attract mosquitoes. Becky Sherman is a wastewater and domestic water associate at the University of Nebraska. She says mechanical removal and hand pulling are two options for getting rid of cattails.
With mechanically removing the cattails, you can do it by cutting, which will need to be done several times throughout the season because typically you're cutting off just what you can see above the water. You can do it also by dredging, scraping the sludge out of your lagoon. And with that, you also get the rhizomes, the crowns, and roots. Or you can do it by hand pulling. This is probably a faster control than cutting because you are pulling everything out.
She says pulling out cattails is a lot easier in the spring when they're small. You'll get a workout if you wait till later in the year when they're already established. Chemical control is another option.
You want to get an herbicide that's going to kill not only the green that it hits, but also go down and go through to the root. Your aquatic glyphosates are probably your best bet for that. could also use 2,4-D.
Apply aquatic herbicides with a pressurized hand sprayer. Keeping the water depth between 2 and 4 feet also helps with rooted plant control. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cattail prevention in sewage lagoons at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I am Andy Hoosier on a Wednesday today. Continuing on with the markets, we're seeing a little bit of green pop up across the board in both the grain, soybeans, and the livestock just a little bit. We'll see if they can rally by the end of trading in just a little bit today. Live cattle for December is up now 5 cents to 109.20. Not any movement right now for February, sitting at 112 and 3 quarters. Over in feeder cattle, we still see some red across the board here. September is down 42 cents to 139.70. October is down 30 cents to 140 and 35 cents. Lean hogs, they're still struggling to stay in the green right now. 42 cents higher for October to 55.45. And December lean hogs are up 15 cents to 55 and 90 cents. In the soybeans, we do see a little bit of green here, which is nice. November soybeans are up 4 3/4 to 9.59 3/4. The January soybeans are up 5 points to 9.66. And the soybean meal, still a little bit of red here. September down 20 cents to 3.02 and 60 cents. With October, really no change right now to 3.05 and 20. Soybean oil for September right now is up 49 cents to 33 and 61 cents, with October up 52 cents to 33 and 28. Over in the grains, we see corn trying to rally and hang on into the green, which is nice to see right now. December corn is up a half to 358 and a half. March corn is up 3/4 to 368 and a half. On the wheat side, we see some deep red right now. September wheat down 10 3/4 to 545 even. December wheat is down 7 3/4 to 556 and a quarter. KC wheat for September is down 7 3/4 to 475 3/4. December KC wheat is down 8 1/2 to 477. So they're still struggling just a little bit. Over in the metals market, we're still seeing red across the board there for gold, silver, copper, and platinum. The energy market, we're seeing red as well, with crude oil, unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas all in the red right now for a Wednesday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete detail.
The Black Squirrel City's Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.